If I were a fish trying to help someone, if I were a finch, if I were a flame with the friend of a fish, if I was a bird looking at the children that were really sick,
if I were a crocodile,
if I were a plant, sorry, if I were a kid, kitty, if I was a bird and I saw a bandage around someone's head, I'd pretend it was my nest and start laying eggs there.
If I was a bird...
hanged on a tree well hidden.
If I were a finch nesting and in the children's hospital and I saw a cast around someone's leg, I'd think, is that a big, what do they call those thing you find around in the beach? Scuttlefish, is it? Yeah. I'd think it was a scuttlefish. And I'd start sharpening my beak on it.
If I were a finch...
Oh, it's a whim.
If I were a fish...
If I were a fish inside a fishbowl...
Yeah.
In the children's hospital, I'd be thinking... who's in the cage? Is it me or is it you? Well, it's me, you fish.
When I first get there... they weigh me, you know, take a blood test, see how high I am, write it all down. And about an hour later, someone comes in and says, well, this is what's up with you. This, and this. And in my case, it was low calcium. And this, and this.
If I were a plant at the children's hospital and I saw the kids go past, I'd think to myself, I'm lucky to be a plant seeing all these sick kids go by and I'm as fit as a fiddle. Well, I might be turned into a fiddle, but I'll be fit as a fiddle.
Oh, and just the other week I had a biopsy. They put me to sleep. And then everything goes all funny when you're going to sleep. Like, it just goes as if it's a lollipop, you know, those big ones, how they're all... No, it's like when you get a pencil and you paint it red in certain places, so it goes in a spiral kind of way. And when you roll it, it goes all funny. Yeah, that's what it felt like. Everything was going round and round and round and round and round. I wake up and then I got this bad feeling in my throat. It feels all funny.
If
I were a frog in the children's hospital, I'd be stuck in someone's throat because they swallowed me. Now they got a frog in their throat.
If I was a bird...
Nest.
If I were a bird in a children's hospital drawing a picture, I'd draw a cat and say, ooh, I'd draw a putty tat.
Yes.
I always ruin a good picture. I add things on, think, oh, this is nice, and then I keep adding and adding and adding and adding. And when I finish, I think, I've got too many things. See, like in this, I drew a dog here, and then I decided to do a bed, and then I just tried to do the pillow, then I decided to do the nurse, then I decided to do his hands, then I decided to do little shadow of him in bed, no under the sheets. The dog here spewing up. Like the drawings and the art, they made me get better because once I did them, I thought, oh, this is a nice picture. And then inside it made me feel all, you know, that fuzzy feeling you get?
If.
If I were a kid sleeping on a bed.
That's If by Australian producer Cher DeLisse. To find out more about Cher DeLisse, check out our new blog. We have links there. That's radiolab.org. Click blog. And you know what? If that story didn't make sense, if you're sitting here like, what? Just listen to it again. Trust me, the second time you hear it, it'll make perfect sense. In any case, that is it for this week. Radiolab is funded in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the National Science Foundation. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to next podcast for Season 4. I'm Jad Abumrad.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Radiolab from New York Public Radio, WNYC. Find out more about Radiolab at our website, wnyc.org, where you can subscribe to other podcasts. Or check us out at iTunes. Just search for WNYC. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is a free service. Please help support it by becoming a member at wnyc.org.